As a trainee attorney in 1937, I took notes at the trial against Father Rupert Meyer at the Special Court of Justice. The Gestapo asked, "What are you doing here?" "Well, I'm the trainee attorney. I have to take notes." "Oh, well, in that case, just have a seat." Father Meyer was a personal friend of mine. We both belonged to the Enania student fraternity. He was a prime example of a courageous priest who defended the Christian faith and moral order. He didn't agitate. He didn't speak against the Nazis. He merely said, "We are not going to put up with religion being permanently insulted and abused." He received a 6-month prison sentence. When, after his release, he insisted on preaching as before, they sent Father Meyer to concentration camp. I then published my transcript of the trial. They resented that enormously. Well, if it's a crime to hear a public court case... The official Catholic Church failed in the Third Reich. This harsh judgment needs to be uttered. It never spoke out against the Holocaust. On June 30, 1934, many Catholics were also murdered. Fritz Gerlich, Jung, Klausner and Berlin. Not a bishop stirred. The official church incurred a heavy burden of guilt here. Cardinal Faulhaber in particular reacted incorrectly. I have all Cardinal Faulhaber's documents. He tells of visiting Hitler on November 4, 1936, and that they spoke past each other for 3 full hours. The cardinal said to Hitler, "As head of the German Reich, you are our God-given and lawful authority to whom, in conscience, we owe reverence and obedience. I don't in the least wish to be rude, but I have never read anything as absurd and as guaranteed to make one wonder as this sentence of the cardinal's."